It is 90.1 WABE, and if you've been counting the days till Mara Davis returns with her next mix of weekend concert suggestions, you can stop counting, because she's here. Good to see you again, Mara.
I think it's just you that counts the days.
Whoops.
And I'm totally good with that. So here's what we're going to start with. This is a show that I would actually love to see you at. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall and watch Steve Goss at a Wiz Khalifa show, because that right there may be better than the concert itself. I dig Wiz Khalifa. You know, he raps, he sings, he's a musician. And it's also a lineup with Fall Out Boy and Hoodie Allen. But here's something I want you to know about his dog. I'm always into dogs, and if you follow on Instagram, The Amazing Life of Vincent, he's got a French bulldog, and he is posting photos, somebody's posting for the dog, and it's basically the tour through the dog's eyes. I'm obsessed with this, and I, you know, dog lover, crazy.
Would you feel the same way if you had a cat?
Yes!
Wiz played Kennesaw State within the last year.
Right.
So this is his second time to Atlanta, and big turnout for that show.
Yeah, people love him. Mm-hmm. I love him too, and I love that his dog has an Instagram page. That I'm a fan forever. That's Wiz Khalifa, Fall Out Boy, and Hoodie Allen tomorrow night at Lakewood. How about this for a lineup? Blues and soul all together in one. First, let's talk about Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. You know I'm such a big fan of this outfit. I mean, she is just incredible. She's a cancer survivor. She's just a pint-sized volcano, that Sharon Jones.
70s funk and soul is alive and well with the Dap Kings.
Yeah, unbelievable. I saw them at the Variety Playhouse, I think it was like a year ago. They were just fantastic. And then the Tedeschi Trucks Band, of course, you know, Susan Tedeschi, blues master, and her husband, Derek Trucks. But, you know, here's what always irritates me when they talk about Susan Tedeschi, like, because she has this incredible voice, and she sings well, and they're like, her guitar playing's not too shabby either, like, as if it's a surprise. But I guess that's the hard thing. When you're married to Derek Trucks, people are going to be like, oh, wait, somebody else is pretty good at guitar, too. But what a blues lineup. I mean, they are great live. That's a great double bill right there.
Susan and Derek have two kids together, a son and daughter. And given the way this musicianship has gone down from generation to generation through the Trucks family, watch these kids. I think they're 13 and 11 now. They're going to be great, too, just like their folks.
And I'm going to sound really old because I remember when Susan came in to be interviewed and she was breastfeeding in the break room. Is that an NPR moment or what? So that's Tedeschi Trucks and Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater tomorrow night.
I think it was just last weekend Fantasia was in town, an American Idol winner. Another one is in town at the Atlanta Botanical Garden this weekend.
Yeah, so here's the great thing about American Idol winners. It's like it happens so fast for them. It's like all of a sudden they're on TV, they win, they sign these contracts, and they're just thrust out onto the scene. But Scotty McCreery is that little pint-sized guy with a really deep voice.
Glowing in the tan, you got that summer.
You watch him and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this huge voice is coming out of this little person. But he's rocking it out, touring with Rascal Flatts. He's going to be doing a show at the Botanical Garden in Gainesville. But here's something that's so funny I found out about him, that he doesn't even have his own house yet. Like, success has happened so fast that he's still living with his roommates at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. So, like, he's still there. He hasn't, like, done his own thing yet. It's amazing.
That album, Clear as Day, his first album came out, immediately went platinum. So you talk about how quickly fame and success surrounds these Idol winners. It is. It's instantly.
Instant, even though the show is, you know, wrapping up. But he's going to come out with his third album sometime this winter. But you can see him live. That's Scotty McCreery at the Atlanta Botanical Garden in Gainesville tomorrow night.
There ain't one second time's
out west of Atlanta, the Bremantown Music Hall is a venue that we don't really highlight that often, but they have some interesting acts every now and then. And this weekend, they've got quite a combination.
Well, of course, Steve. Many of these artists, I thought of you instantly, because you are the light rock king, Velvet Voice. I mean, when I think light rock, you are like sort of the poster child for it. Please don't be offended. That's a great compliment.
No, I'm not. I'm not offended.
Okay.
No. I'm secure enough in my masculinity to
very
accept
good.
That.
Okay. Okay. So when I saw Juice Newton was coming to town, how many times have you played Angel in the Morning in your career?
I stopped counting after 500,000.
But you know, I re-listened to Angel in the Morning, and I was like, "Gosh, this is a great song." But I'll tell you, playing with the Queen of Hearts, mm-hmm. forget it. Don't even get me started. I'm gonna crank it up every time it comes on. And then Juice Newton is gonna be joined by Exile. I wanna kiss you all over.
You know what's interesting about this double bill
what?
Is that both of these acts. Continue yourself, Mara. Both of these acts started out as like pop or rock stars, and then they transitioned in the 1980s into country. Sort of like what
everybody is doing.
Everybody's doing.
Because you can't get your music played on pop radio or rock radio anymore, so it's like, oh, wait. But country, let's try for country. Hey, it's working for them.
Right,
so head out to Bremen. That's Exile and Juice Newton at the Bremen Town Music Hall on Friday night. So the B-52s, the iconic Athens band, you think Athens, you think R.E.M., you think the B-52s. And it is surprising that Kate Pearson from the B-52s hasn't done anything solo. Fred Schneider has. But Kate Pearson, this is her very first solo album, which is kind of crazy to think about that. Well, she'll be playing her songs from guitars and microphones, and it's a short album. It's only 36 minutes, but wow, is it fun. It's the voice that you know and love from all the great songs like Rome and, you know, the Rock Lobster. 'Cause you are running with the light bulb. Yes, you But she's got some really fun and kooky songs, and she's a kooky lady in the best way possible.
I think I know why she hasn't had a solo album until now, because she and her partner spend most of their time running a couple of motels they own.
Yeah, in upstate New York.
Yeah, and so there's no time to, if you run a resort, I mean, you're busy all the time.
She's busy.
Making beds and fixing breakfast.
I mean, can you imagine, like, Kate Pearson's fixing your breakfast? Like, hey, what are you gonna do today? Roam if you want to. No, don't. Try, you never know. That's Kate Pearson from the B-52s at the Variety Playhouse tomorrow night.
So for Saturday, I'm gonna go right ahead and use this hackneyed phrase. When you ever talk about this guy, you gotta love the one you're with when you're at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. My gosh, Stephen Stills in town.
Now, I'm gonna throw this out there, and you can agree.
I know what you're gonna say, but go ahead. Let's see.
Or you can disagree, but Stephen Stills is one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Absolutely correct. And you know why people don't know that? It's because he's made his bread and butter on singing in groups with the Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But yeah, he's a great guitarist.
Great guitarist, always underrated. Like, I agree, you don't think of him as a guitarist, but the guitarist, the musician's musician will say, it is pretty hard to top Stephen Stills. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, you know, one of Neil Young's best friends. You know, Neil Young always talks about, like, you know, he's close with the other guys, except David Crosby. But he and Stephen are, like, the best of friends ever. So you just never know who may show up. You never know what you may hear. And he hasn't been around in a while. So this is very, very high on my list. An absolute rock legend.
And he's not Canadian. I used to think for years all those guys in the Buffalo Springfield were from Canada originally. But they're not. Stills is from Texas originally.
Well, so. Love the One You're With. I mean, it's kind of a mean song, but hey.
Mm.
I mean, I wonder if Ashley Madison, that dating site, has ever thought about using that in one of their ads.
There were lots of people in the 70s, I can tell you, who would sing that song as a as a reason for doing anything.
Let's talk more about that. I want to hear that.
Free so love. I heard. So I heard.
Free love.
So I heard.
Free love.
So I heard.
Free
okay.
love. That's Stephen Stills at the Buckhead Theater Saturday night.
Big country show on Saturday night as well at Lakewood.
Yeah, so I was just turned on to Sam Hunt. I didn't know that much about him. And I love how he does country and raps in country. And he's actually from Cedartown. So,
but where's he from now?
Nashville.
Thank you. Okay.
Of course. Right. Of course. You know, you got to say that. It just sounds cool to say you're from Nashville. But he's there, and I think he's terrific. And he also played for University of Alabama football, which is a kind of a neat thing that he fell into music. It wasn't like his first choice. He was like a football guy, and then suddenly, like, he was really into country music. And lo and behold, he was pretty good at it.
I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time.
And then there's Lady Antebellum. You know, the song Need You Now, that would be a light rock classic if you were still running the light rock empire that you did before.
A little nugget for you. Lady Antebellum got their start singing with Jim Brickman, America's romantic piano sensation, who was a staple on Soft AC, you know, piano player. They were like backup singers with the song that he did. And then after that, they just exploded. And everything they touch turns to platinum now.
Of course. I mean, listen, James Taylor was a backup singer, too.
Right.
And there you go. So I think that'd be a good show to see. That's Lady Antebellum and Sam Hunt at Lakewood on Saturday night.
A little bit more country for you on Saturday night, in case you haven't gotten enough.
Yeah, I'm digging the country all the way from Texas to Atlanta. Show at the Variety Playhouse, Robert Earl Keen, who's kind of a country legend, you know, a great singer-songwriter. But he has never put out a bluegrass album. And he did recently called Happy Prisoner, the Bluegrass Sessions. And so if you like the bluegrass music and you like Robert Earl Keen, you'll hear some of these songs, which are really, really great.
He's had a couple of top 10 country albums, but yeah, he's never stepped into bluegrass. And he's an old friend of Lyle Lovett, our pal. I think they went to college together somewhere in Texas, and they've collaborated on a few things over the years.
You're good pals with Lyle Lovett, you found
voice. I like to say that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I totally buy
If I've been to a couple of his shows, I consider him a friend. That's the way it works.
No, Justin Hayward is really your friend.
That's a different story.
Okay,
yes.
Don't even get him started on that. That's Robert Earl Keen on Saturday night at the Variety Playhouse.
To end the weekend, we're going out with a bang. I mean, it's a pretty big show at Lakewood again.
So check out this lineup. Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Foreigner.
Okay.
The Packway Handle Band.
Huh?
I know. I love how they just end up on as flies on. Like, you know, I'm such a big fan. I feel like I kind of mention them almost too much, but I just love these guys. But, you know, Kid Rock, I got to give it to him. A lot of people, like, I used to have strong feelings of not liking him just because on the surface I didn't want to like him because he's kind of got that greasy situation happening. But you know what the thing is about Kid Rock that I love? He has really done a lot to give money back to Detroit, where he's from, so he's very philanthropic in that way. And he also goes out of his way to keep his ticket prices low because he knows what his fans can afford. And, you know, that's kind of speaks volumes to me. I've heard him interviewed many times on Howard Stern, and it's like, you know, I wanna not like him, but yet every time I hear him, I'm like, you know what? This guy really does a lot in the benefit of his fans, and I'm into that.
They've done some shows in smaller cities up north. He's touring with Foreigner, not with the Packway Handle Band. They're just playing here in Atlanta. And they've kept ticket prices to $20 in some of those venues, if you can imagine that. $20.
And look, it costs a lot of money to put on a tour. You've got to pay catering. You've got to pay all the musicians. You've got to pay light. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, you look at the band, the Rolling Stones, charging hundreds of dollars. The tickets are so expensive that a lot of their true fans simply cannot afford to go. And Kid Rock recognizes, you know what? I want my fans to be able to see me. I'm rich. So that's why I want to give a mention to Kid Rock here.
Kid Rock has an 11-piece band on this tour. And Foreigner, here's how they can keep their ticket prices low. What they've done in some towns is they get a local choir to come in and sing I Want to Know What Love Is back up on that song that Foreigner does.
I love that
song. So they don't have to pay the musicians, the singers on tour with them. They just hire local folks to do that, which I think the Stones did. where you can't always get what you want. They had some singers from Atlanta perform.
But they still charge a gazillion dollars. I mean, there's, legends. So I want to know what love is. I mean, Foreigner, so many great songs. Hot Blooded, Check It and See, Double Vision.
Cold as Ice.
We'll just keep churning them out.
Yeah.
Blue Morning, Blue Day.
I've got one question for you.
Yep.
Do you think Kid Rock will be going to Waffle House after the show?
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be great. That's Kid Rock, Foreigner, and Packway Handle Band Sunday night at Lakewood.
We're going to wrap up the weekend with our newfound favorite concert series this summer. I'm talking about the Sunset Sessions at the Park Tavern.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of good shows there recently, and this one is no exception. I'm talking about the Main Squeeze. They call themselves a raging funk experience.
I love that.
Raging. But I really like them. They're based in Chicago. They started in Indiana, but they're the kind of band where, like, if you want to go and have a good time, they're perfect for that. They've played Bonnaroo. They've played a lot of big shows. So they're still emerging, but I think this is a great booking.
And you know who's playing with them that night? Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics.
Well, you know I love her.
It's Cobill. Yeah.
I totally have a girl crush on her. So,
we all love her here. Yeah,
everybody loves Ruby. She listen, Ruby better not forget us when she's, like, you know, on the Grammy Awards. That's all I'm going to say, Ruby, if you're listening.
In fact, I think we're going to rename Mara's Music Mix to...
Where's Ruby Vell playing?
Exactly.
Wait, where's Ruby Vell and the Packway Handle Band playing? Yeah. That's the Main Squeeze and Ruby Vell and the Sulfonics at the Park Tavern Sunset Sessions on Sunday night. I'm in a funk, and I just can't stop this funk from weighing me down. I'm in a funk, and I can't get out, just the groove's gonna save me now.